G7 foreign ministers are demanding Russia hand back Europe's largest nuclear power plant to Ukraine to ensure its safety. Last week, shells hit a nitrogen oxygen unit and a high-voltage power line at the Zaporizhia plant. Both Moscow and Kyiv accuse each other of shelling and causing damage. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says the world runs the risk of a nuclear disaster. John Hendren has more from Kyiv.
The G7 says it is Russia's presence occupying that plant that is causing the danger there. As you mentioned, it's been hit a couple of times, and they say they condemn what they call the ongoing, unprovoked, and unjustifiable war of aggression of the Russian Federation against Ukraine. They've asked for Russia to immediately withdraw from that facility and return it to Ukrainian hands. As it is, there are Ukrainian workers operating that plant, but they're doing so under the control of the Russian military.
A European Union ban on Russian coal starts on Wednesday. It's part of the bloc's sanctions package in response to the war in Ukraine. The EU expects the coal ban will cost Russia $4.4 billion a year. There have been protests in parts of the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem after Israeli forces killed the commander of the Palestinian group Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades. Ibrahim al-Nabulsi and two others were killed 2 days after a ceasefire took hold in Gaza between Israel and another Palestinian group. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden was not given advance notice of an FBI search of former President Donald Trump's Florida home. Federal agents searched Trump's residence on Monday, part of an investigation into how sensitive documents were handled at the end of his administration. Votes are being counted in Kenya's closely fought presidential election. The front runners are former Prime Minister Raila Odinga and Deputy President William Ruto. China says it's finished its live-fire military drills in the Taiwan Strait, but troops remain ready for battle. Beijing started the Navy and air exercises last week after U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan.